Welcome, welcome to our worship on this Sunday, the 25th of October. It's Bible Sunday, and our first hymn is Lord, Thy Word Abideth. Let us worship God.
Dear Lord, we pray for your presence with each one of us in our different places as we share your word and praise your name together today. Please support us to encourage each other with love and understanding. Thank you for the many blessings of beauty and love you reveal to us when we need to lean on you, especially in recent times when we feel disconnected from our communities and forgotten by friends and loved ones. Thank you for being our constant guide and companion when life is challenging. Remind us every day of your precious love. Remain our source of strength and endurance as we battle with diminished hope, arising from the wrongs and desperate needs we see around us, and also in our attempt to tackle the spread of this deadly virus currently threatening our world and those we love. Help us to reflect that bright hope you bestow upon us in the things we do and say, especially towards those who are lost or discouraged and need to learn more about the love and forgiveness you freely give to all who ask of you. We know you never meant for life to be easy for us, and we humbly accept your will and ask that you continue to shape and guide us into the people you want us to be as we work together towards a world where there is acceptance, respect and love for everyone. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Matthew chapter 22, reading from verse 34. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question: Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbour as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he? the son of David," they replied. He said to them, "How is it then that David, speaking by the Spirit, calls him Lord? For he says, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' If then David calls him Lord, how can he be his son?" No one could say a word in reply. And from that day on, no one dared to ask him any more questions.
Today is Bible Sunday, one day to highlight one of the most important books ever published. According to the Guinness World Records, by 1995, the Bible had sold over 5 billion times. Next was Mao Tse-tung's Little Red Book, with only 850 million copies. So the Bible is a record breaker. But why? The Bible is a collection of writings that tell of God's relationship with people and of their relationship with each other, no less interesting. Of how one relationship impacts the other. If we believe we are made in God's image, how does God's love for us show in how we treat not only others, but ourselves? Robert Burns wrote to a louse, "O wadsome power the giftie gie us to see ourselves as ithers see us." Oh, that some power would give us a gift to see ourselves as others see us. How do we see ourselves? How do we see others? How does God see us? Let's have a look at today's passage and try and understand a little of God's relationship with us, of our relationship with God, of others, and of with ourselves. Anything, absolutely anything we say or do or write is open to interpretation and misinterpretation. No less so any passage from the Bible. To truly understand or to try to understand an underlying meaning, we need to look at context. And today we're going to look at the meaning of heart and then consider what's at the heart of our relationship with God and with ourselves. The most well-known verses of this passage are verses 37 to 40. The New International Version, which many of us have, reads that Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbour as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." Other versions use strength or might instead of mind. And scholars suggest that this is nearer to the original meaning. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength or might. Mind didn't actually mean anything to the ancient Jews. The Jewish understanding was that it was the heart that sustained life. The mind wasn't known of. It was assumed that the intellect was seated in the heart. Your heart was more than the organ pumping blood around the body. Your heart was where you understood things. Your heart made the connections. Your heart was and is the centre of your existence. Wisdom dwells in the heart, which also discerns between truth and error. For from ancient of days, many Jews have said an evening prayer, it's called the Shema. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might or strength." Each day is dedicated to God, and it is one of the cornerstones of Jewish faith and tradition. The Shema reminds Jews of their primary importance of the heart, for the heart to be first in relationship with God. And this is the context in which Jesus uses the word heart. In this section of his writings, chapters 21 to 25, Matthew records Jesus repeatedly challenging the religious authorities. their interpretation with the law was challenged by Jesus' unsettling presence. Sadducees had tried to trick Jesus into a legal tangle about marriage, and now the Pharisees thought they'd have a go at challenging Jesus. Jesus' answer reminded the Pharisees of the importance of centering the law on the heart. Love God first, then others as yourself. God, others, yourself. Shema clearly links love and God and others and self and heart and soul and strength. And where do we usually put ourselves in this list? We often ignore the part that says love others as yourself. Putting others first seems noble and self-sacrificing, but that's not what we're told to do. Unless we look after ourselves properly, we won't be of any use to anybody else. For example, I'll be tired and hungry and cranky. Just ask my husband. We can be so self-critical. If I keep telling myself I'm rubbish, I'll start believing it, and then others will start believing it too. Would I allow somebody to say that of, for example, my child? Think again of that quote from Burns. What would we give for the power to enable us to see ourselves as others see us? Christianity teaches us that God sees everybody as his children, and God doesn't put us down. God sees us and accepts us as we are, and then encourages us to think of all we can be. Honest self-acceptance and a healthy love of self are not unbiblical or ungodly. God's love for each of us is characterised by a heartfelt grace, forgiveness and mercy. Remember, there is nothing that will stop God from loving us. Paul tells us that in Romans. My unfailing love for you will not be shaken, says the Lord to the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament. We love because he, God, first loved us, in the letter from John. God loves us. God cares for us. God is gentle with us. Yes, he challenges us like Jesus challenged the religious authorities, because God has a heart full of love and of care. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. If God loves me, how can I not love myself? So go on. Put your feet up. Have a cuppa. Be gentle on yourself and remember that God loves you. And then go out and love your neighbour as yourself. Amen.
Father God, we come to you secure in the knowledge that you love us and want the best for us, that you will never turn us away. If we walk away from you, you wait for us to return as a parent waits for a beloved child. We know that nothing can separate us from your love. We praise you for your love, patience, and understanding of us, you who knew us and loved us even before we were born. Compared to your perfect love, our love wavers and changes. It fades and brightens according to our circumstances and our challenges. But we know that the smallest offering given to you can be magnified so many times over and used to bring comfort to those around us. Forgive us when our love for you and for others has faltered, when we've been too tired or angry or frustrated or depressed to want to speak your name or reach out to others. Help us to remember that you know what this is like. Your son experienced all our emotions and will be with us and guide us through the times when we feel we have nothing left. Help us to be assured of your love, and in knowing that love, to be able to love ourselves, to treat ourselves with the same kindness and patience that you surround us with. Help us to know and believe how precious we are to you. Remind us that the least little thing we do for someone else will be like doing it for you. Show us how we can best bring the light of your love to those around us, especially at the moment when normal ways of showing kindness may be difficult. Help us to light up the world so that others may see the way to your kingdom. Amen.
As we think on all that we have and all that we can share, we bring our offerings. We think of the wealth we share, the time, the talents, and we bring it all together as we pray and say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory for ever. Amen.
Jesus.
May you know of God's blessing from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with you and all those you love and those you should love today, throughout this week, and always. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me, His word, my dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace.